Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, every time I talk to you lately, it's quiet.
You can say that word. I'm not going to.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah. Right. That's the curse, right? So let's first of all, let's talk about winter driving. I mean, it's here. Came all of a sudden. Boom. And I noticed a couple of people downtown skidding around. So.
Well, it certainly has, and we just need to retrain ourselves. It seems like every fall, late fall, early winter, when the snow comes and we get the ice, et cetera, and we just need to slow down and make sure your car vehicle set up, you know, with the good winter tires or good all-season tires. It's just real important, and we just need to slow down and just kind of do a little retraining, and, you know, it just happens every year. You know, vehicles in a ditch, and a lot of times it's people from northern Minnesota, we should know that it's time to slow down. But that's just that's kind of the key, is just to slow down and be aware of the road conditions.
Well, we should be thinking about thin ice, too. That hasn't been in our vocabulary for a while.
That certainly, you know, it seemed like it just all of a sudden came. I mean, we were out in Nortonville over the Thanksgiving holiday, and it was 50-some degrees one day, and the next morning the lake was completely froze over, Big Stone Lake, and which was amazing. So I'm assuming that was kind of the same up here. So we're kind of in that early season of ice, and, you know, just got to be very careful. You know, they say around 4 inches, 2 to 4 inches to walk on ice. I'd feel more comfortable with 4 and 5 inches for ATVs and snowmobiles. And I'd say just go for 6 and 12 inches for a car, you know. And just right now, it's just so unpredictable. If we get a lot of snow, that's certainly going to impact the how quick the ice freezes. So just people got to be very careful and make sure they check their ice conditions before they head out on the lake.
So do we have a good deer season, safety-wise?
Safety-wise, we certainly did. We were very fortunate, didn't have any accidents up here. Just a lot of, seemed like we had a little bit more calls regarding trespassing, a little bit of hunter harassment, a couple calls, cameras that were stolen out in the woods. You know, it seemed like it was just a little more activity in that direction. And I just think, you know, there's more private land that or people that are land that's being posted or being built on. And, you know, a lot more and more people coming up here hunting, and just not the public land available that there used to be maybe 15, 20 years ago. So a little bit more trespassing issues, that a little bit more than normal. And I think we'll probably see that trend increase or maintain over the next few years as people get used to that.
Well, now, good news. You've got the Minnesota Sheriff's Association awards.
Yeah, we have our annual winter conference coming up early next week. And during the winter conference, they have awards recognizing either deputies or law enforcement or even citizens and for work or bravery or for responding to a call throughout the year. Anyways, I nominated Bailiff Gary Radloff for a Medal of Valor, and then I nominated Molly Hicken, our assistant county attorney, for a Medal of Commendation, and then I nominated John Lilly, which was Dan Schlins, as a defense attorney, for a life-saving award, and they all won. And there's an awards banquet Monday night at the Sheriff's Conference, and they're all been invited. I've all agreed that they're going to come and attend and receive their awards. So it's a pretty big deal. The Medal of Valor for Bailiff Gary Radloff, that's one step down from the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's a big award, and they all very well deserving, all had a huge role in response to the courthouse shooting last fall, and their roles and the actions they took are very critical in that, shooting ending in a good way with nobody dying. That was very, very critical, all their actions. So they all very well deserving of the awards that they were nominated for.
Where's the awards?
The Sheriff's Winter Sheriff's Conference is at Arrowwood Resort in Alexandria. It's over at Sunday night through Tuesday evening.
Well, and speaking of that event, you're having a drill Thursday.
Yes, there's a lockdown drill at the courthouse for the courthouse employees. They redid the lockdown procedure or policy here at the courthouse over the last few months, and this will be an opportunity to practice that lockdown drill, and then it'll be, you know, a fairly mild drill. We're not going to get too crazy on it the first time and give us an opportunity to go through some of the bugs and make some corrections that are necessary once we've practiced the drill. And then we'll probably continue to hopefully practice it on a quarterly basis every year, you know, every few months, and then make appropriate corrections and maybe amp it up a little bit each time and get law enforcement more involved and maybe also emergency responders in the future. I think that would be a goal, just kind of amp it up every time and make it a full-blown drill at some point in the future.
How's the access egress issues to the courthouse? Is that working smoothly?
Without an officer, I haven't heard any issues at all. With only the one door accessible, I haven't heard any complaints that I'm aware of, and I think the public's use of that's where the public parking lot is, and most of the employees park on that side, and if employees need to get in, they can use their key, and I haven't heard any issues there either. Good. So, you know, we'll see once we've got our security assessment completed and come up with some recommendations here for the board and we just had a meeting last week, and we'll see where that goes. And there might be some changes up there, but we'll see. We'll see where all that ends up, and hopefully have something presentable to the county board in December sometime. I know Molly Hicken is working on putting some of that together after we all met here last week. So we'll see where it goes.
Okay, one more thing. Squad cars are getting more digital by the minute.
Well, we certainly are, and we're probably a little bit behind times in a sense, but we're in the process slowly of getting mobile data computers in all of our squads. We have them all purchased. We got them through grants, and slowly but surely we're getting mobile data computers in the squad cars, and that's certainly a huge step in the technologically world of law enforcement. It's gotten very technical, and I think it's going to be a huge benefit. The officers will be able to, when they pull a car over, one of the benefits is they can run the license plates and the driver's license right from their squad computer. And also another big benefit is, as long as there's cell coverage, and we'll get boosters, so we'll increase our cell coverage in the squad cars for the mobile data computers, but there's a map at part of the computer-aided dispatch system, and dispatch can see where their squad car is, can see it in live time on the map, and if a deputy or an officer is on a traffic stop, they'll be able to see the exact location where they're stopped, and so that's a huge officer safety tool that is at our disposal here when we get them all out through with the MDCs, and there's a lot more, there's some of the high points with the MDCs.
Okay. Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, thanks for stopping by, filling us in on this past month, and have a good holiday, and we'll probably not talk to you on Christmas Day. We'll set up another time.
Sounds good to me. Okay. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you.